I'd be upfront and say it's good news. It's good news that they're moving in the right direction there. They should have been moving there years ago, but at least they're moving in that direction. Most of the apostles were married, etc., etc. We all know the arguments that are there. But the leadership here is really coming from the Amazon, where they have got married men who are leading communities, who are helping people to get together and to pray and to fulfill their faith, because they haven't got our regular formally ordained celibate male priests available. They come around once every 2 years and distribute communion, which is a ridiculous situation. So I was absolutely delighted that they're following up on that with that recommendation. And hopefully now Pope Francis will endorse that and make it happen so that we can see it being accepted by the church at large that we do need to have married priests.
I mean, is the danger that they'll allow it there? Because they've already allowed a certain amount of married clergy in the priesthood with Anglicans and some Orthodox Catholics coming over into the community. So it was always there to some degree, but there was like one rule for one group and one rule for another group. I mean, will the concern be that they will allow it in the Amazon, but then that, say, for a priest here living in Ireland, they'll be like, no, but not for you?
Absolutely. I think that's probably what Pope Francis will do. He's very, very, very cautious. He takes small little steps forward all the time. But he's being led by what's happening at the grassroots level. He's not going to be able to stop what's happening around the world. In here in Ireland, I'd say there are lots of very, very good married priests here who got kicked out and abominably treated by our Catholic Church once they decided to get married. They are brilliant priests, and a lot of them still would be quite happy to come back and get involved in that again. So by having this step taken in the Amazon, I think it does open the door, not just for there, it might be formally introduced for the Amazon, but you can bet your bottom dollar it's going to spread all around the world.
I mean, you mentioned that the priests in Ireland, I know the Association of Catholic Priests have been pushing very strongly for married clergy for the very reasons that you mentioned. You know, will they feel, well, how come they didn't listen to us all those years ago? We've been pushing for this for years. You know, are you only going to listen when your back is up against the wall, as in the case of the Amazon?
Well, yeah, I think that's it. Change happens at the grassroots level. That's what I believe in. We spent a lot of time, we've been campaigning for over 25 years, and in our early years, we spent a lot of time signing petitions, appealing to our bishops, appealing to the cardinal, appealing to Pope Francis, please change this, please change the other. And basically you're met with a deaf ear. You see no change happening at all. So we've changed our strategy. We now devote 80% of our time to try and bring about change at the grassroots level, trying to encourage people to have Eucharists at parish level, and not necessarily with an ordained priest there. That's where the change is happening, and it's happening at different paces around the world. Some places are already very far advanced than that, and others are only waking up to the idea that, hey, when you're baptized as a priest, prophet, and king. So all of us are baptized through our baptismal vows, through the consecration. We don't make vows at baptism, obviously, but we are priests at that stage, and that's something that we've been slow to pick up on, but it's happening in lots of places already.
Yeah. I mean, another thing that you've been pushing for from We Are Church is the ordination of women. You're talking there about the baptism and the baptism of everybody, you know, but certainly the ordination of women, whatever about the ordination of married men, the ordination of women seems a no-go area.
Absolutely. It's a red line area for the Catholic Church. But the more they protest, and there's been any number of councils where they've said, absolutely not, no, nay, never, and it's a real red line for them. But the more they speak about it, the more it is actually happening in real life. It's a terrible abuse of half of humanity that they're just excluded like that from all ministries in the Catholic Church. It is unsustainable, and it is already happening. There are any number of women out there who are already called to different ministries in the church. Again, it's not something that's there for everybody. Each of us has our own special vocation, and we have to find that. And women have the same different callings, the same different, that sounds kind of odd, yeah, but you know what I mean. They have these callings as well, and it's a matter of for the community to check whether those senses of vocation are genuine or not, because sometimes people are mistaken. But definitely, it is happening out there, and women are ministering already. They are very much ministering, and as Roman Catholic priests as well. There are every day there are lots of Eucharists being led by women around the world already.
Yeah, I mean, because if you say, you know, the baptism it gives priesthood, it gives a recognition of being part of the community, it does seem like it should be open then to anybody who is baptized.
Yes, absolutely. That's where I would be coming from. That's the baseline. And all of us as lay people, and I hate that term, lay people, but you have to sort of use it. Our church is a two-tier one at the moment. You have lay and clerics. It should just all be faithful. All of us are faithful followers of Christ. And all of us have a calling to spread the good news and to help our fellow faithful to live their Christian calling. And be that as a priest or as a minister or whatever the role is. But that role, those roles are going to change going forward. I think you're going to have part-time priests, you're going to have people who'll do it for just a given period of time, and will have other jobs as well on the side. And women will very much be involved in that. They already are. I mean, we always say that sort of the faith of the Christian faith is spread mainly by women bringing up their children, because they're the ones who are mainly involved with that. And I think it's just absolutely ridiculous that their ministries are not formally recognised, and that's very much what we would be calling for.